Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, everybody. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, actress Amy Ryan talks about all of these movies she has coming out, her many accomplishments on Broadway, and maybe most importantly, the heartbreak that is being a Mets fan.
The Queen's accent. That's good, right, too.
First, though, we got today's headlines with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Police in Pakistan swung batons and fired tear gas at supporters of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who were demonstrating near Pakistan's parliament today. There are reports that hundreds of protesters were pushing metal barricades and ranks of riot police were blocking their path. Police beat several activists and dragged at least three people away from the scene. State television is reporting that the Pakistani parliament has endorsed the state of emergency declared by President Pervez Musharraf. Benazir Bhutto had called on supporters to protest the emergency rule, despite a ban on such protests by the government. Musharraf suspended the constitution after declaring the state of emergency Saturday. He has since ousted independent-minded judges, put a stranglehold on the media, and he's granted sweeping powers to authorities to quash dissent. Thousands of people have been rounded up and thrown in jail since then. In the U.S., some election results to fill you in on, most notably in Kentucky, where voters there ousted the first Republican governor in over 30 years. Democrat Steve Beshear, a former lieutenant governor who's been out of politics for the past 20 years, made a political comeback in yesterday's election. He unseated Republican Governor Ernie Fletcher, who spent much of his campaign battling charges of political nepotism. Voters in Mississippi also faced a gubernatorial race, where Republican Haley Barbour was heavily favored to win, and mayoral elections were held in San Francisco, Houston, Baltimore, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Lastly, we'll wrap up with un petit rendezvous. That was a very bad French accent. Actually, there wasn't anything small about the meeting yesterday between President Bush and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. It was the French president's first visit to Washington since his election earlier this year, and he was greeted with red carpet treatment. In his toast at the state dinner, Bush welcomed his guests with a bienvenue à la maison. I should never try to do this. Earlier in the day, Sarkozy referenced France's disagreements with the U.S. over the war in Iraq, but at the state dinner, he said, quote, I want to reconquer the heart of America. Sarkozy, whose nickname Sarko the American, is considered the most pro-American French president in decades. That's the news. It's always online without a French accent at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Don't beat yourself up. Do not beat yourself up.
It is back to you. It is your turn.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
We've got a professional actress here who can actually diagnose.
I'm sure she can do it much better.